This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning, this is Chris Witz and welcome to Morning Devotions. I hope that you're well today. What can we do to make life count today? Too often we look back at all the yesterdays and we either regret them or we say, yes, they were the best days of my life. You know, life will never be the same again. I've been talking about this for the last 2 days and here are some final thoughts on this particular theme. We need to live our life with a view to the end. Mikhail Gorbachev was interviewed on TV the day before he stepped down as president of the Soviet Union. And the interviewer asked President Gorbachev if there was some story or some Russian story or fable that summed up how he felt. Gorbachev thought for a moment and said, yes, there was. He told the story of a young prince who came to power in Russia. He wanted to rule the country. And so he asked the wise men of Russia to share their wisdom with him so he could rule his people wisely. Well, 10 years later, they sent to him 10 wagons loaded with books. When can I read all of these? He said, I must govern the people. He asked if they could still give their wisdom, or 10 more years passed, and they sent him 10 more volumes. This was still far too much to read, he just didn't have the time. And he asked that the wisdom be reduced. 5 years passed, and they brought him one book. But by this time, he was an old man, and on his deathbed, he asked the wise men if they could sum up the message in these books with one sentence. And they replied, yeah, we can. People are born, people suffer, people die. Now, that story is simple. It's not the sum of all wisdom, but life's ultimate statistic is the same for all of us, that one out of one will die. If we're wise, we'll live it with the end in view. It was Robert Morris who said, I hate funerals, and I would not attend my own if it could be avoided. But it is well for every man to stop once in a while to think of what sort of a collection of mourners he is training for his final event. Good thinking there. To do that, of course, will help make this the best year of your life. I think we need to give ourselves to others. You know, Jesus, towards the end of his ministry, met with his disciples in a room one day. He wrapped a towel around his waist. He took a basin of water. He moved among the disciples, and he did something quite unusual. He washed their feet. And this was a message. He was assuming the role of a servant, a common servant. He sat down and he asked the disciples that day if they understood what he'd done. Here was Jesus, the Lord of glory. He'd become a servant. And he said, I've set you an example that you should do for each other exactly what I have done for you. That day, that's John 13, verse 15. That's the only place, actually, in the Bible where Jesus ever said he's given us an example. But then he concluded by saying, you know these things, and God will bless you if you do them. That's in John 13, verse 17. I think Jesus knew that happiness is like a butterfly. The more you chase it, the more it flies away and hides. But if you stoop and serve, it will light on you. I think the happiest people I know are the ones who work at being thoughtful or kind or generous and helpful towards other people. And when they do, happiness just sort of sneaks up on them. Albert Schweitzer spoke to a graduation class in an English boys' school back in 1935, and he said, I don't know what your destiny will be. Some of you perhaps will occupy remarkable positions. Some of you will become famous by your pens or artists, but I know one thing, he said. The only ones who'll be really happy are those who have sought and found how to serve. Helen Keller said, I find life to be an exciting business and the most exciting when it is lived for others. The actor, Danny Glover, said we make a living by what we do, but we make a life by what we give. So if we're trying to find out what it is that God wants, let's put our life in the hand of God. We don't know, of course, what the future holds. We can't see 5 years, 5 weeks, or 5 minutes into the future, really. So we make a mistake if we presume on tomorrow. The Bible tells us a lot about that. Read that in James chapter 4. So you can spend your life any way you like, of course. But you can only spend it once, and I think that's worth remembering. Well, thank you, dear Lord, that you're a holy God. I pray that you'll protect our thinking and what we want so that we can know your love and your grace. Your goodness and mercy will be there as we trust you. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.